This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you.
Good. The 80th anniversary of the arrival of the Dunares, is that what it's called, carrying 2,000 Jewish refugees and 500 German fascists. Tell us about this.
So the Dunera has a very important place in Australian Jewish history. And we're going back 80 years, so 1940, when about 2,000 Jewish people living in Britain, who had fled to Britain to get away from Europe, from Nazi Europe, had German, mainly German background, Austrian background, but German predominantly, and they were arrested as enemy aliens. Go figure that one out.
Wow.
Because they had,
and because even though they were, origin.
Exactly, even though they were Jews. And they were put on the ship called the Genera and sent to the colonies, which was code for Australia. And this is 1940. And the Genera was a ship. It had a capacity of just 1,600 people. And they packed 2,000 Jews onto the ship. And the frightening part about it, that wasn't bad enough. There were about 500, mainly German, but also Italian fascists. And Jewish people.
Oh, so that's why the fascists won, because they were arrested in Britain and sent off to the colonies.
Exactly. And so there were Jews who recognized people who had been Nazis in some of the camps on the ship with them, going out of Britain and to get to Australia. So you can imagine the trauma of Jews recognizing Nazis, fascists, etc. They came to Australia. And the 2,000 Jews were put in detention camps. And what emerged was an unprecedented society of these 2,000 people, which produced an extraordinary number of scientists, cardiologists, accountants, lawyers, most extraordinarily qualified group of people who were concentrated in one place. While they were in the camp for the duration of the war, they made their own currency. They made their own ID cards. I mean, they built a little society there. And as I say, went on to produce an inordinate number of highly qualified people when they got into civil society post World War II. And the majority of them decided to stay on in Australia. They formed a loose society called the Dunera Boys. And obviously now it's now 80 years later. And given that there were, not many of them are still with us today. So now it is the 80th anniversary of the arrival of the Genera, which arrived on August 30, so just exactly 2 days after the 80th anniversary. And so there's going to be a major event because of the conditions in which we all live right now. The event will be online. It will be Zoom. But a major issue in the history of the Australian Jewish community.
That is so fascinating. What happened to the 500 fascists?
Good question. They just wandered off into civil society and emerged in civil society.
And what an interesting story. You know, it reminds me on one of my trips to Mauritius, I heard about a similar kind of a story where the British had sent a ship of 70 Jewish refugees and sent them all off to Mauritius, and they were interned there, obviously under very different conditions. Being Mauritius, it was a very rural and undeveloped place. There was also, the conditions were terrible. And they were interned there, and it turned out that there was one Jewish person on the island already living there in freedom, of course. And this person, he became the link between the Jewish community and what was then Mauritius society, helped them through the war. Quite a few people died of natural causes. was, you know, during the duration of the war. And they were buried, in a separate section in an area called Rose Hill, which is where this Jewish cemetery is. And at the end of the war, they then all had permission, I believe, to go, I think it was to Israel, to Palestine at the time. But what was interesting was that this guy that became the link between Mauritian society and these Jewish interns, obviously they formed a close bond. And when he passed away, his wish was to be buried with them in that community. So it was just an incredible, it just reminded me so much of that type of that type of a story. Really incredible to hear these stories still 80 years later. Ex-Australian becomes Bibi's right-hand man once again. Tell us about this.
So this is Mark Regev, R-E-G-E-V. Mark Regev was a former Mount Scopus College student. Mount Scopus is the largest Jewish school in Melbourne, 2,000 students. And Mark Regev was a student there, you know, way back when. And listeners might be familiar with his name because for 8 years, he was Bibi's spokesperson. And this was during the years which included the 2014 Israel-Hamas war. And he was on CNN. He was here, there, and everywhere representing Israel and doing so with great aplomb, I might say. 4 years ago, he was sent off to London to be Israel's ambassador in London and in the UK in the Court of St. James. That term is now ended, and now he's back in Israel. And once again, he has been reappointed as Bibi's advisor, international spokesperson. And so I dare say we'll be seeing him more and more once again on the news. He's a career diplomat, you know, 25 years experience in Beijing, in Washington, Hong Kong, etc. So he's, as I say, Australian born and does the job very well. And we'll no doubt be seeing him a lot more on our international news bulletins.
Absolutely incredible. Margaret. And finally, two Jewish athletes selected for Australia's team for the Tokyo Olympics.
That's right. As everyone knows, the Olympics will now be, hopefully, will now be in 2021. Someone who was just selected this week, her name is Jemima Montag. She's all of 22, but she's Australia's 20-kilometer race walking champion. She has won state titles, national titles. She won gold medal at the Commonwealth Games for 20-kilometer race walking. And she's from Melbourne, and she's just been selected for the Australian team to walk the 20K race at the Olympics. And the other Jewish athlete who's also just been selected is someone we've spoken about before, Jessica Fox.
Yes.
Who's a world champion, canoe, kayaker, slalom champion. And so two young Jewish women already in the Australian team for Tokyo 2021.
Absolutely awesome. Such an interesting report. Vic Aladef, CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We'll catch you next week.